Hi, welcome to the Target Outcome Podcast. I'm Steve Grady, and it's great you're here today. We're in the Power Glass Pipeline season. This is episode 14 around network. We have five concepts we're going to cover today, so let's dive right in. Concept number one is around network. You need to be able to create ways to have your clients network with each other and other prospects, as well as you and your team. You can use things like online forums, user groups, symposiums, trainings, and of course, in the time of coronavirus, we're doing most of these things online. So you need to be able to provide these ways for your clients to interact. You also want a way to have them send referrals and also comment on how happy they are with you, which will also generate referrals through great reviews. And creating these forums can produce network effects. And this is where you can lead to an improved client experience as more people purchase your products, become clients, and it also encourages new prospects as they look to benefit for purchasing. So as prospects come in and see this vibrant community, they want to be a part of that too. And that social proofing will help drive referrals and new business. Concept number two is around your client watering holes. You know, where do your clients get information and exchange their information? What associations do they belong to? What user groups are they a part of? What events do they attend? What social media groups do they join? Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups? Now, here's the key. Are you in all these places and contributing value to where your clients are? Because that's also where your next set of new prospects are. The community that's interested in your particular products or services surround these customer watering holes. And the bigger they are and the more vibrant they are, the more game you'll attract, to use that metaphor. And so you definitely want to nurture these kinds of capabilities. If there aren't some, you can actually dig your own watering hole, meaning, you know, your website between your posts on your blogs, comments, likes. You can certainly create a social media group, and this has been done, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of groups in Facebook and LinkedIn, whether they're public groups or private groups. You can create your own user group, create your own website, use something like Hybrite, or create some events and symposiums that can bring people in. You know, there's so many cool capabilities now on Zoom where you can have live networking events and presentations and community events that can bring your tribe together and also welcome new people, prospects that become customers and then clients this way too. Concept number three is around reviews. Now, reviews are incredibly influential, and your customer client, your user reviews, if they're, of course, five stars and you're really well ranked, you know that 80% of consumers read reviews to determine the quality of a local business, an online business, or basically anything they're looking to buy. And that's edging up, going higher past 85%, even starting to approach 90% is how important this is. Now, 86% of customers say negative online reviews had influenced their buying decision. But, you know, most reviews, 80% of them are positive. So here's an interesting stat too. 74% of customers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations. Now that's really astounding. If you think about, these folks are unknown. But the power of social proof takes over. And if you have great reviews, potential prospects are going to really like what they hear, like they see and investigate you. Reviews, of course, also manifest themselves as in social media as likes and shares. So you do need to have great content, which is also another way to get reviews. So in your area, here's an exercise for you. First, there's kind of the general top review sites, Google and Google Reviews and Google My Business. But of course, Amazon, everybody's going there to get that shared view of all the purchases that are being made. You know, some products on Amazon have just thousands and thousands of reviews and good reviews that continue to drive a product, because a lot of times you just search for, give me the products with five-star reviews. Of course, on Facebook, there's reviews, there's likes, there's shares. YouTube, is, of course, you got to remember, just think about the top three search engines, Google, Amazon, and YouTube, really influence people's buying behavior. And you want to make sure that you're out there and have positions and good reviews on those sites. Then it goes to things like Yelp, TripAdvisor, the Better Business Bureau. Believe it or not, Yellow Pages is still out there in electronic form, and there's reviews associated there. Other sites like Manta and Foursquare. And so you want to think about how you, especially you're in, I challenge you, how do you show up in Google, Amazon, Facebook, and YouTube? And of course, if you're a local business, Yelp and travel related, which I feel sorry for all you folks in the travel industry right now, but TripAdvisor is very powerful as well. Think about in your world and in your niche, you know, where are the business listings that affect you? You know, where is your business listed? Is the Better Business Bureau important to you and having accreditation there? There's, you know, all sorts of business listings in industry verticals. You know, the plastics industry or the data industry. So, you know, where is your business listed? Figure out where your competitors are listed. You know, where are your ideal customers and some of your target 100? You know, where are they listed? So I would urge you to create that list and work on that. Concept four, talk a little bit about how do you get more reviews? Well, first of all, you should ask. You can email customers manually the link to a particular review service like Google Reviews or Trustpilot or other review type services. You can prompt reviews with codes and review sites on receipts if you give receipts or invoices. And there are quite a few interesting new generation software tools of Trustpilot, Yotpo, tools like RevEngine or BirdEye. There's lots of different ways to chase down reviews. But one of the key things is, you know, when a time of great service, you say, God, that was really great. Say, that's super. I wonder if you could share that with me. And then you send them a link to ask them for a review. Now, a lot of times, of course, this is happening in the customer pyramid, which is where your client success and all the folks who are working with your clients post-purchase, as you're going through the golden triangle of not only onboarding, but expanding and becoming exclusive with them, is to make sure that your team knows to ask for reviews and testimonials, because they're so powerful in terms of influencing entrance into your prospect funnel up at the beginning of the customer journey. Now, one of the things is concept four, as we're getting reviews, is to focus on reputation management. You know, sometimes you might get a negative review. Things happen. But the really important thing is to respond effectively to negative reviews. And of course, amplifying positive feedback. Both of these things are essential for your success in the online reputation world. You need to be present, and having a good reputation go hand in hand. So to be relevant and important to prospects and your clients, you always want to be there for them. Now, you should go out and know where your online reputation lives. The last thing you need to do is kind of be oblivious to the fact that you're kind of getting dinged or impugned in other areas that you're not aware of. So I think you should definitely go out and make sure you know where your online reputation lives. Where are people talking about you and your industry online? And there are some reputation software tools you can use, such as Podium, Arise Reviews, Reputation.com. Sprout Social is really great for kind of social listening if you're in those kinds of businesses where social is super important. So I encourage you to go off and say, where does your reputation live? Is it great? Is it good? Is it not so good? And what potential actions you might want to fix. Another area, for instance, in reputation management are sites like Glassdoor that deal with employee insights and reputation. And frankly, I don't know about you, but a lot of times, especially in B2B, I'll go look at a company's Glassdoor and some other areas where they might be rated or reviewed, which is sort of independent of the product or service, but it's about their people. And if their people aren't happy, you're probably not going to have a great experience as a a customer and then becoming as a client. So it's always interesting to see what some of those review sites say. You really should pay attention to what your employees are saying in sites like Glassdoor, LinkedIn, and other places. So here's kind of an idea for an online footprint checklist. There's 7 items here, and they'll be in the show notes. Figure out your number of listings. You know, where are you? The consistency of the listing information. Do they all kind of say the same thing? Is it all great? Is it neutral? Is it bad? And what is that overall sentiment in the reviews you're seeing? What's the frequency of new reviews? You know, a lot of times if somebody goes out and the last time you were reviewed somewhere was 3 years ago, you know, kind of wonder if you're even in business. So you do like to see recent reviews, and you want to nurture those reviews with your clients to have that constant stream of updated reviews. How many are out there? You know, 3 reviews with 5 stars is one thing. 3,000 reviews at 5 star is something completely different. So you do need to work on this and create a volume of good reviews. Be out there in your social activity and engagement with the users in the different sites where you're present. And lastly, you know, how does your mobile exposure and experience compare to your competitors? Can people find you, like you, deal with you, review you in the palm of their hand on mobile? And that's an important area to understand. Today's last concept in the networking stage here is concept 5. I'm gonna talk about driving referrals. We're down in the stage where we have clients who really love us, we're nurturing loyalty, and we want them to reach out and talk to others. Now, requested referrals are a great lead generation source. As they, again, all the referrals typically go down funnel. In other words, oftentimes you'll get prospects, somebody knows somebody who's looking for something that you sell. So they might come right into the consider phase, and even they might even be in the intent phase. Yeah, I'm looking around trying to decide what to do or who to go with. I've made my decision. I'm going to do this. Now, who's the right vendor? Those are fantastic leads. You can get in there and participate in the discussion, and you're way down funnel. You know, reviews are what I call indirect referrals. You know, make sure these good reviews, you know, are in your prospect's watering hole so they can find you there, essentially almost as an inbound technique in terms of, hey, I saw these guys and they're great. I should reach out and really talk to them. And then in comes an inbound lead. Even autonomous referrals are fantastic, where you don't know necessarily who referred you, but they say, hey, I've been looking at your reviews. Had a friend who said it was a good idea. So again, lastly here, your customer experience and your reputation is really key to getting great referrals and bring new people into your prospect funnel. So that's what we had for today in the networking stage. You're going to create areas where your, you know, clients can interact with each other, where prospects can find you, where people can really understand how great your products and services are to the people that you serve. For more information now, head over to targetoutcome.com/powerglass-pipeline. When you get more information about the Power Glass Pipeline, you'll be able to see the Power Glass Pipeline playbook offer there, as well as some other Power Glass Pipeline coursework to really give you the tools you need to impact your revenues and grow your business. So one more to go here. We're going to have the last stage of the community phase of the Power Glass Pipeline, and I'll see you in our next episode. Thanks.